Good afternoon. I'm here with René. What's your name and what do you do for a living?
I'm René Tandler Poulsen, an associate professor in the Copenhagen Business School. I've worked with research projects on various issues related to the maritime industry, shipping policy, shipping company strategies, and maritime clusters. And now I'm doing a three-year research project on energy efficiency in the shipping industry, looking into performance measuring systems in the shipping companies, and seeing their effect, investigating their effect on fuel saving efforts in the shipping companies.
It was very interesting. I listened to you yesterday on your workshop when you presented the results. You have done a survey in Denmark, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done interviews I've done 55 interviews in various Danish shipping companies. From the very biggest ones down to the medium and small sized shipping companies with the technical departments, operations departments, in the chartering departments, and so on, asking the shipping companies about their efforts to save fuel, what do they do in order to reduce their fuel consumption, and then I've compared the answers that I've gotten from the different companies, and I can see that there's a big effect of the business model on the way that the shipping company is operating and the efforts that the shipping companies is putting into fuel saving. So a lot of the efforts depend on the business model that the shipping companies employ.
So what kind different kinds of business model decisions could have influence on their business model? You went through a long list yesterday.
Yeah, you can say that there are sort of four aspects of the business model that will have an effect on the shipping company's effort to save fuel. The first one is what competencies the companies choose to have within their own organizations. And the second one is what kind of businesses they want to do on their own and what kind of businesses they want to outsource, so basically make or buy. And finally, the third question has to do with the time perspective of the investments. For how long do they control the assets? Is it for a very short period of time, or is it a really long-term perspective? And then finally, what is the value proposition to the customers? What services, or how are the shipping companies selling their services to the cargo owners? All these four aspects have an effect on the performance measuring systems that the shipping companies have. And in the end, they have an effect on the fuel-saving efforts. So if you have some business models make the efforts to save fuel much easier, and some of the business models make fuel-saving efforts very difficult. So if you have a really short-term perspective on your investments, if you charter in and out your ships just for a very short period of time, it's very difficult to do efficient performance measurements. And it's very difficult to save fuel, or if you choose to have, or if you choose to outsource a lot of your activities to third parties, then you don't have a strong control with the crews, and it's very difficult to sort of make bottom-up initiatives in the organization. It's very difficult to get feedback from ship to shore about how to save fuel, if you only have the ships for a short period of time, or if the crews are employed by a third party.
And you also asked the ship owners what they thought about, I mean, did they get any environmental demands from the cargo owners or whatever?
Yeah, I've asked that question in the container shipping companies, in the dry bulk companies, and in the tanker shipping companies. And I think that some of the container shipping companies do get these types of questions from the cargo owner. How much CO2 does this transport emit? So some of the cargo owners in the container shipping business will want to know how the transportation will influence the environment. But in the tanker business and in the dry bulk business, this is not the case. The oil majors, the customers in the tanker business, they do ask about safety and the vetting standards of the shipping companies, but they are not very interested in the emissions part, at least not yet. And in the dry bulk business, the cargo owners will tend to ask basically what is the price So they do not, at least not yet, they do not seem to be very interested in the environmental effect of transportation. But there's clearly a difference between the different types of shipping here, that the shipping segments that are closest to the customers, there you have most demands on the environmental part.
And then you had sort of a message to the ICS, I believe.
I don't know if it was a message particularly to the ICS, but I think it was a message to all shipping companies that there are some best practices about performance measuring or performance monitoring systems that could be transferred from the best companies or the companies that work most efficiently with these issues to companies that have not yet taken up this this business. So I think the project identifies what is best practice and also gives some advice as how to transfer best practice from one setting to another, from one company to another.
And it wasn't specifically the biggest, largest ones that were actually the most efficient in a way. That varied between different segments as well, as I understand it.
Yeah. And of course, the bigger the company, the more complex the challenge. But it is an advantage to be big in these respects, because you have a stronger bargaining position when you employ third-party crew managers, and you also have a stronger bargaining position when negotiating with tonnage providers. So it's easier for a big shipping company to say, we will only engage with this tonnage provider if this tonnage provider has an efficient performance measuring system. Otherwise, we will choose a ship, we will charter a ship from a different company. That's a lot more difficult if you're a really small company, then you don't really have the bargaining position that a big company has.
Okay. So thank you very much, and I hope to see and listen to you more in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.